being a boy man and being a homeless bum. Oh, those baked beans, how I can't taste them. I might be a hobo for life with a sharp-ass hobo knife, stabbing people for nickels. Middle sticks as far as the eye can see. Is that to be my destiny? Man, I really hate cream corn.
Hey everyone, you're listening to A Hobo Show. This is number 433, and it's brought to you by LePec. He's a new supporter over on the Patreon. Thank you, LePec.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Yes.
Hey, listen here, buddy. Why don't you hang up that phone?
Do what?
Hang up your phone.
What the heck is this?
Hey, don't worry about it. You just hang up that motherfucking phone.
Nope.
Excuse me?
What, you playing a joke?
I'm not playing no jokes.
You playing a joke if you're talking to me?
Oh, I'm talking to you. I'm telling you to hang up that phone.
Well, I don't know who you are and what you think you say, but you come down here where I live and say.
I don't have to come down there where you live at. I'm just telling you on the phone. That was another number from Jim Barround. He's the one that sends me occasional lists. And I didn't know what to say to that guy, but that was kind of fun.
Hey, would you mind explaining where you hit on my truck? I drive a 1982 Peterbilt red.
The fuck is that?
It was parked over on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Off 12th and Sherwood Highway. I got a note on the window saying that.
Okay, that's enough of that. And he leaves me another message like 30 minutes later. Oh, wow, these are from today. This morning at 8:30 and also at 9 o'clock. And in the next message, he is calling his boss, and the boss is asking for details. So I guess this is some kind of a company truck. So what do I say to somebody with a company truck? I don't know. Oh, also, let me Google what a 1982 Peterbilt Red is. I don't know. Oh, it's an actual truck and trailer, like a tractor trailer.
Hello.
Hey, Noah.
Who's this?
It's Roy.
The guy that put the note on the Peterbilt?
Yeah. Yeah, that was actually Chris Tompkinson that put that note on there.
The who?
That was a guy that I've met just a couple times before. His name's Chris Tompkinson. Him putting that note on your car was just his initiation into Lambda, Lambda, Lambda. That's our sorority group here at the university.
Oh, yeah. I just am a truck driver, and I had it parked on 12th and Sherwood. It said, sorry for dinging your truck.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you would actually ding it.
No, there's no damage to the truck at all. Yeah. I did a complete walk around, and there's no damage to the truck or trailer.
He said he was in the truck. He said he went into your truck. But he just said because he'd never been inside one of those tractor trailers before. So he just wanted to see what it was like.
Oh, there's no way he was inside the truck. I was in the truck sleeping.
Oh, shoot. I hope he didn't look back there while you were sleeping. That'd be weird.
Is this a prank?
No, it's not a prank. It's just one of our... It's like initiation into the Lambda, Lambda, Lambdas.
What's the college?
Down here at Oregon State University. So,
that's
yeah.
That's pretty cool. So is this like an invitation to the whatever it's called?
Yes. Well, no, I don't know what you mean. If you want to, though, you can come to one of our parties. We're having a party this weekend with the Omega Moose.
Oh, sweet. Well, I'm actually in Oregon until... I'm actually in Oregon until Saturday, so when's the party?
Hell yeah. It's a Saturday night. Till Saturday? Darn it. But yeah, it's Saturday night. It starts, people start showing up around dark. It's around 5 or 6 o'clock.
No, I got to be in Washougal by Sunday morning.
Son of a bitch.
All right.
Well, good news.
Well, that's a pretty cool way to get people to go to your sorority parties.
Yeah.
Well, it definitely got me. I called my boss this morning. He's like, if there's no damage, then there's nothing to really worry about. So, but
yeah, he wasn't pissed or anything.
No, not really.
Okay.
Since they said that there was no damage.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling us and everything. And I'll make sure Chris knows that he got into the sorority.
Hell yeah. Tell Chris to have a double for me.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much for being a good sport.
All right, see ya.
All right, I love you.
Love you too.
Bye. Holy shit, you guys. So, one of my listeners, and that was local, by the way. That's from a number here in my city, and I'm breaking the rules by calling them back. I'm not supposed to prank locally, but what a good sport. And, I mean, that's just great that one of the listeners here actually went up and put a note on a truck. Because, you know, you have to climb onto the truck to leave a note. Yeah, he says he got the note on the window. So he had to climb up there and put it on the window. And this guy was actually in his truck sleeping at the time. That could have ended badly. He could have heard someone climbing on his truck and come out with his gun. So I was hoping that would piss him off, the whole Lambda 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 thing. But he didn't seem to care at all. What a nice guy. Oh, and the Lambda 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 idea is from someone named P.S. It looks like he left that comment on the Patreon. So thank you, P.S., for the idea. Too bad it sucked. And the guy didn't care. I've got three different people from three different insurance companies trying to get in touch with me ever since Ding Timber about people's claims against me. And I want to just call them up and tell them the truth. Just let them know I was making a prank call. There's no damage on their car. That's silly. So I tried to reach three of those people today. And none of them are at their desks. And it's like that every single time I try to call them. I need to try and get a hold of them earlier in the morning, and then maybe I'll reach them. But thanks, whoever you are, for still doing car ding calls way past Ding Timber. I'll keep trying to call these insurance companies until I reach them. I think I've got a fourth one that just emailed me because he Googled the phone number and found my website. Hello?
Hello, this is Michelle.
Oh, hey, Michelle. It's Roy from Royco Roofing. We're on your roof right now.
Why are you on my roof?
We're taking the shingles off, and I just needed to find out, is it going to be a problem if it takes us a day longer than we expected?
I hope you have the wrong number, because I have zero clue. I didn't hire anybody to take shingles off my roof.
Oh, did your husband?
No. I live in a new house. There would be no way.
Okay, well,
what city are you in?
We didn't know the house was new, so, you know, we're just taking
what city are
shingles.
You in?
I'm in Washington on 73rd Drive.
Okay, well, that is my address.
Well, don't tell me you don't want your roof taken off when you ordered a new roof.
I did not order a new roof. I don't know what the heck is going on, but go ahead and do whatever you want to do, because I'm going to just call the sheriff right now.
Did maybe somebody like get you a new roof for, you know, like a present or something?
Nobody get me a new roof for a present. Okay. Oh, okay. You have a great day.
Well, hey,
stop
acting like I should know these things. I'm just trying to find out about something.
Okay. Listen.
What?
I did not order a new roof. My husband did not order a new roof. No one ordered a new roof.
Well, we can't just put the old roof back on. We've already taken like about a quarter of it off.
Oh, well, that's good. Insurance will cover it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. So you'll just get someone else to fix it? Thank you. Thank you. I wish more people were like you. That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Yeah. Why do I care? You can rip the whole fucking thing off.
Okay.
Just rip the roof off.
Oh, so you do want the roof off and a new one put on.
I want to rip your face off, but I'm not home to do it. I'm getting my nails done. But trust me when I tell you, in about 15 seconds, I'm going to have the sheriff there, and they're going to have a nice talk with you. So I'm going to hang up with you right now, and then I'm going to call the sheriff.
Okay.
Take a great day.
Well, I mean, at least you're getting fingernails, so she can rip my face off. What the hell was that? And why is she calling the sheriff? I'm in the middle of a big city. Don't you just call the local police then? Oh, maybe this is kind of in the country. I don't know. It's in a neighborhood with a bunch of cul-de-sacs, though. Thanks for that one, next door, Nick. Looks like we have a call coming in. Let's see who this is. Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Oh, I don't know. Who are you? You called me.
Well, I'm looking for someone to pave my driveway.
Really? That's That's pretty weird. What the fuck are you calling me for?
I got your number from...
Oh, did you? From who? Oh, quick, think up something. Who did you get my number from?
Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Foot?
Melissa Foot? That's a realistic sounding name.
It's the real person.
Okay.
So apparently you're not in the cement business or the stamped concrete business?
Maybe not. I don't know.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Maybe not. I said maybe not.
Okay, well, I am so sorry to bother you.
No, you're not. Hey. Nice trick. Nice attempt. Nice attempt at a trick. Stupid lady.
Hey, hold on. I'm sorry, what was that? You what?
I said that was a nice attempt at a trick. At tricking me. It didn't work, though, did it?
You said you attempted a trick like this on a lady?
Well, yeah, that's what I said. Something like that.
Why did you do that? Why would you do that to someone?
No, what are you talking about? I didn't say anything like that. You're making up things. You're putting words in my mouth, lady.
Why would you say that you attempted a trick like this on a lady? That's kind of very rude.
I don't think I said that. This is like when you said Melissa Foot and then you pretended you didn't.
I said Melissa Put.
That's a stupider name than Melissa Foot.
I can't help that that's the lady's real name.
Can we call her up together?
Currently, no, because she's working.
Well, let's call her up at work, and we'll make fun of her name together.
I cannot call her at work.
I'll do it, then. I got three-way calling on my phone.
I'm not letting you have...
It's the latest technology from 1989.
Hold on one second.
Why?
She's with a patient. Let me go grab her.
You're going to grab Melissa Foot all of a sudden?
All right, hold on. Let me call her, okay?
Okay, yeah, you do that, honey baby. You call that Melissa. That'll prove everything to me.
You're dead light.
Hey, who's that asshole? Tell him to shut the fuck up. Hey, sir, you piece of shit, you shut the fuck up. You just shut it. You just zip it. Zip that mouth of yours. Buddy pal.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
You did it. You made a three-way call.
Well, I told you you wanted a three-way call because you wanted to talk to Melissa.
Hey, listen here, Melissa. You're a piece of shit. And, you know, we both agree with that. And you know what? Just lose my number. Lose both of our numbers. There.
Okay.
Also, your name's dumb.
Hopefully what?
No, she'll hear it. She's not deaf like you.
No, I'm sorry. You're talking very quiet.
No, I'm not. Anyway, I gotta get going. Can you tell that guy to shut the fuck up, please? What's that beeping? Are you recording my call?
I'm not recording your call. Why would my friend give me your number if you're not in the concrete business?
I don't know. I would ask her.
Are you in the roofing business?
But the weirdest thing, she doesn't seem to exist. She can't even pick up her phone.
Are you in the roofing business by chance?
Oh, what makes you think that?
Well, because I have a list of contractors to call to get cement work done, and you were on cement work, and a lot of times contractors do more than just one job.
And you would still hire me after I've been this much of an asshole since you called?
But no, I would probably turn you into the Better Business Bureau, actually.
I don't think you can do that if I didn't do any business for you.
Well, I can call.
Also, who the fuck looks into the Better Business Bureau in 2024? I think people would most likely look on Yelp and Google reviews and stuff like that. What are you, stupid or something?
Apparently, according to you.
Why aren't you hanging up?
Why aren't you hanging up?
You need to hang up that phone, ma'am. You just hang that phone right up.
Okay, so you're not going to be able to solve any problems for us today.
No.
Okay, so you're just calling up people and harassing them for no reason?
I didn't call you. You called me.
No, you called me.
I don't think I called you.
Oh, yeah, you did. You called me and told me that there was people ripping off shingles at my house, and you actually told me my address and said people were ripping shingles off my house. Well, the sheriff's at my house right now, and there's no one ripping shingles off my house. So I call you liar, liar, pants on fire.
Well, I seem like you're kind of the liar because you're just now telling me this.
No, I'm not.
You tricked me. You tricked me good, just like I tricked you good.
No, you didn't trick me good.
Oh,
so you hung up?
I'm not going to be the one calling the sheriff. That was you. So I think I got you good.
I don't think so, little baby, because you didn't even
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you're satisfied
you
with the message,
me.
Press 1.
See?
To listen to your message, press 2.
You are,
to erase
you are the
and
liar.
Re-record, press 3.
You were lying so much.
Yep. Yep. Right.
You got me good.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to send your message with normal delivery, press
1. Trying to get some woman
you have
to
pressed an incorrect key. To send, you have pressed an incorrect.
Are you done being a child calling people?
No, you called me, ma'am. You're the child.
No, you called me while I was having a nice, peaceful afternoon to tell me you were ripping shingles off my roof.
Yeah, you really let that get to
you. Why would you do that?
You really let that get to you. What? That was like an hour ago. You're still worried about it?
I want to know who you are and why you're obsessed with me.
I just called you one time. That's not obsessed.
It's obsessive.
No.
Listen, you know my address. You repeated my address. You're obsessed. What's your problem?
How's that make me obsessed? That just means I had an address and a phone number and a name.
And why do you care and why would you be calling me?
Because I'm making prank
What's
calls today.
Angle?
I'm doing prank calls.
Prank calls? This doesn't make any sense.
Ma'am, you're live on the air on the prank call show.
I doubt it highly.
Why do you doubt it? How could I possibly prove that to you?
Because you wouldn't have wasted this much time to tell us we were live on the air, okay?
But what if you just got butt slammed?
I think you're like a juvenile, so I'm going to let you go.
Oh, no, I'm a grown adult. Ah, I was turning on my soundboard so I could play the butt slammed thing at her, and then she hung up as soon as it came up.
Hey, lame-o! You just got full-on butt slammed by the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show. 100.9 The Gerbil. Don't let it get you down. Slamming is what we do best.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to play for her. But then I didn't, because I couldn't. She was calling from a different number, too, so I was trying to look her up the whole time by the phone number, and it wasn't coming up, because I didn't have that number. Like, she did way more lying to me than I did to her. That was not cool, lady. Here is a request from Edwin. He wants me to do the grandma challenge. That's where I call up your grandma and say something really ridiculous to her. He says, so this is my grandmother on my mother's side. She usually orders stuff from Chewy.com or Sam's. Also, we live in a very rural area just outside of blah, 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 blah. So FedEx and UPS is always delivering packages to the wrong houses. I think one of your delivery driver calls would work great on her. And you know the prank my grandma thing? Originally, that was supposed to be where I call up your grandma as you. So I'd be like, hey grandma, it's Edwin. And then I would just try to say a bunch of crazy shit to make her disown you, or I don't know. It's kind of evolved into me just making regular prank calls to grandmas, but that's okay. This'll be fun too.
Hello?
Hi, Kathy?
Yeah?
This is Steve from UPS. I needed to let you know that I was, I was supposed to bring you a package today, but I didn't get it quite to your house.
From UPS?
Yeah, it's from, I think it was Chewy or something. But you know where the stop sign is by your house? I set it underneath the stop sign.
Are you sure? I didn't order anything from Chewy, but I'll go down there.
Okay, well, I don't know for sure. I'm just saying that I didn't feel like bringing it all the way to your house, because on the map, it looked like it was a long ways off.
So is it at the stop sign where? At 38th and 2nd?
Yeah, I believe that would be it, because I threw it at the stop sign. 38th and, yeah. Yeah, that looks like it checks out with the map.
Okay, because I'm just right down around the corner, or just right on 9.
But ma'am, I threw it while I was driving still, while I was in motion, and it bounced off the stop sign. And do you know what's over?
But it was from Chewy?
I think so. It was a little box. Maybe they're sending you a sample.
Okay. I'll go check it out.
But I mean, it was kind of big. Like, it could be valuable. Okay. It was heavy.
All right. I'll go down there right now.
Okay. Ma'am, are you going to have that dog with you? Is it going to bark the whole time? Because I'm out doing deliveries, and I don't need that kind of noise.
My dog is in the house. I got two of them.
Okay. Can you keep it home? Because, you know, I'm out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. You're not going to be out down there anyway, are you?
Oh, I might be. I'm just driving around, up and down, all around. Just kind of driving for pleasure today. But I did not feel like coming to your house.
Well, I didn't order anything.
I mean, your house sounds quiet, though. Like, do you not have kids there?
I don't have any kids.
Oh, thank goodness. Well, I guess I could have come to your house. See, I've got a restraining order against me. I'm not allowed to be within 1,000 feet of a child.
Oh, I've just got dogs.
Or what? How old are the dogs?
They're like 8 years old.
Oh, see, no, that's not going to work. I'm not allowed. Not allowed to be around those young dogs or kids.
Okay.
It's nothing weird. Like, don't think it's anything weird. Like, you're just assuming.
No, I was just, my daughter's on her way home from work. I was just going to call her and tell her to see if there's a package there.
Oh, like by the stop sign?
Yeah.
Is there woods next to the stop sign?
Is there what?
Like woods, like wooded or bushes or anything?
There might be some bushes right there.
Oh, shoot. Because it bounced off the stop sign really hard. Because, I mean, I really threw it. I winged it out there while the truck was in motion. And, man, I really heard
okay,
it.
Okay, well.
I really heard it thump against that stop sign.
All right, well, I'll just go down there and see. And then I got your number on my phone in case it's not mine.
Maybe I should. Oh, no, it's definitely yours. Because I got your phone number off of it.
Oh, okay.
But I hate to make you walk all the way down there.
Oh, I won't. I'll just drive.
Oh, well, I hate to. Why don't you walk? You can use the exercise, right?
I've already done that today.
It's not even that late. It's barely dark.
Oh, not yet. So, okay.
Okay, ma'am,
I'll check
ma'am.
It out.
Okay, I need to confess with you. The reason I was asking about the tree and stuff, if there might be shrubbery or. I threw it in the tree. I didn't even hit the stop sign. I just threw it straight up, and it landed up in the tree, and it did not come down. You're going to have to climb that tree, ma'am.
You're crazy.
No, I'm serious. I'm so sorry. It's up in the tree, and I would go get it. She hung up. Crud. I don't want to make a listener's grandma, like, go all the way over there and look for a package that doesn't exist, and she didn't even get upset about it or too weirded out, I guess. She's very accepting of the whole thing. She's probably going to go over there and climb up the tree now. So I'm sorry, Edwin, if your grandma falls out of a tree and breaks her leg. But that's just the risk you run when you submit your grandma's number to me. You never know what's going to happen. I was able to look up the street corner she was talking about, and there's a couple large trees there that I could have winged it at. Should I call her back? Maybe from a different number. And I wish I hadn't said it was a sample pack. That makes it seem less of a big deal. They're not going to care if they lose a sample pack. What was I thinking? I'm sorry, Edwin. I feel like I completely failed on this one. I failed you, and I failed your grandma.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3.
I was going to call her up as Carol, but she's not picking up, probably because she's driving down the road to look for her package on the side of the road. But you know what, Edwin? I think your grandma could use the exercise. Maybe I'll try and call her back in a few minutes.
Thanks, Chef. I'm moving. How can I help you?
Hey, Dustin?
Yes.
Oh, what'd you say when you picked up? It sounded like you were the sheriff or something.
Oh, I said next chapter moving. How can I help you?
Oh, that's weird. You know, we got one of those new baby monitors. I'm your neighbor, by the way. I live over on Metter Avenue.
Okay.
And how come you guys are listening to that? Like, you're not supposed to listen to our baby monitor.
What are you talking about?
Well, we got one of those baby monitors. It's audio baby monitor. And, you know, we did a back trace on it, and we can tell that you're listening. Sir, can you tell that baby to shut the fuck up, please? Come on. You're on the phone. Sir, what? Well, damn it. He hung up because I blew my load early. I completely messed it up. Sorry, next door, Nick. That was one of yours.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please be sure you have the right number in mind and have dialed it correctly. This is a recording.
Make sure I have the right number in mind. It's a weird thing to say. That was a prank request from Aaron. You gave the wrong number, Aaron, you big dummy. Here's another one from next door, Nick. He says this person...
Hi, this is Dan.
Oh, hey, Dan.
Hello.
Hey, this is Principal Mahoney at the school behind your house.
Yes.
I was just wondering if you could clean up your backyard, because it is a mess back there, and all of our students are just always making fun of your yard.
Excuse me?
Your yard.
What do you mean?
Your backyard kind of looks like shit. And
Wait a minute.
We get a lot of students. Like, they think you're like a haunted house or something.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
I'm waiting, sir.
How many houses from Little Mac are you talking about?
From Little Mac? What's that mean?
Little Mac is where the school is.
Through the street. Yeah, well, I don't know what you mean. You didn't say avenue. But yeah, you're like three houses down. 2738. I just looked you up on the internet.
So what's the problem with my backyard?
Well, just, you know, maybe you could do some, you know, paint the house.
I've got a privacy fence, and then I've got a shed behind my garage that my doors have fallen apart.
Listen here, sir. When the kids are up on the roof of the middle school, they can still see right over that privacy fence. And they're just all like, ugh, look at that guy. I hope I don't end up like that when I grow up with the trashy yard and an unpainted house and trees that I should trim up. Your trees are cut.
You know what? I would like you to come over to my house tomorrow after school and walk into my backyard and go and take a look. I have a deck back there.
Oh, no, I can see it.
I have barbecue grills.
I'm on the roof right now.
No, this is bullshit. Goodbye.
Sir, just clean your house. Clean your yard. Okay, that was fun. Yeah, next door Nick, he always tells me when there's a school behind their house. And he also let me know that they have a crappy yard. Or maybe he just said that. You can't really tell from the overhead view, but I'm sure it's a nice house. He needs to trim this tree, I've noticed, because the tree is just completely hanging over the middle school parking lot. And that's not cool. That puts a bunch of leaves over there. You better trim up that tree.
Hello.
Daniel, can you at least trim that tree? That tree that really overhangs in our parking lot.
That is up to Edison.
No, because...
Call Edison.
No,
Edison trims the tree, not me.
We get leaves over here, though, from your tree. And the students are always like, oh, I hope I don't end up like that when I'm old. Just let my leaves fall in.
I don't trim that tree. That's Edison's job.
Well,
I leave that tree alone. They take care of it.
Maybe you should call Edison then. How does that work? Maybe the tree's on the school property. I do see, I'm pretty sure there's power lines directly above. Yeah, there's the pole on the corner. But the tree's got to be on one of their properties. And it looks like it's on Daniel's. He's just full of shit. And you know how middle school students are when they see a tree overhanging over their fence. They're like, oh, what a bad neighbor. It must suck for whoever has to rake up all these leaves. And they shake their fist. Anyway, thank you, next door Nick, for that one. That was fun. Thanks for always telling me where the middle schools are so I can yell at people from the middle school behind their house. Because you know what? They should be yelled at. They need to be better examples for these kids. Oh, yeah, let's see if Kathy is back from checking for her mail. I hope she is. I hope she didn't spend too much time out there. Her daughter is going to get home from work and drive by there and see her out there, like, digging through the grass. Or up in the tree, I mean. You can see her climbing the tree.
Hello?
Hello, Kathy?
What?
Is this Kathy? Kathy?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
This is Carol from UPS. You know UPS, the delivery company?
Yeah.
Okay. I was monitoring a call that you had with one of our employees, and did he say he threw your package in a tree?
Yes, and I don't even have a package coming.
Are you sure about that?
Yep.
You know,
and I don't know how he got my number. He was asking me all sorts of weird questions.
Well, no, it's in our computer. Your phone number and everything, because you had a package coming today, but now he's telling me.
Well, he said, first of all, he told me he threw it against a stop sign while he was still traveling because he didn't feel like coming down my road.
Yeah, he's trying to tell me
then after a little conversation, he told me he threw it in a tree. So I'd have to climb the tree in order to get it.
Oh, no. Did you climb the tree?
Nope, I didn't even go get it.
Okay, I'd hate to see you climb a tree and, you know, fall down. That'd be terrible.
So I just told him I think it's just full of baloney.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to fire him. That was Steve Dave. And as long as you can give me permission, I'll go ahead and fire him.
But, like, I'm not giving you permission to do anything.
Do you think he should be fired? I can actually...
You do whatever you feel.
Okay, ma'am, I'll tell you what. I'm going to bring him on the line, and I want you to personally fire him.
Nope, I'm not talking anymore. Bye.
Oh, no, did you... I think I heard the daughter yell. Maybe I heard something. Like, right as she was hanging up. Or maybe it's that annoying dog of hers. But there you go, Edwin. I prank called your grandma, which is a service we provide here on Hobosodes and on the Snowplow Show. I'm always happy to prank call your grandma. All you have to do is fill out the form over on snowplowshow.com/requests, and I will prank call your grandma, maybe even your grandpa, but I think grandmas are more fun. I'm sorry if I pissed off Grandma Kathy. She didn't seem very amused with me, but maybe she'll see the humor in it when you tell her that it was you pranking her. Either that or she'll disown you and never talk to you again. It's a gamble. Have fun with this, Edwin. I think this is where I'm going to end today's show. So thank you everybody for listening, and thank you LePec for being the supporter of this one. I need to do a snowplow show before the week is over. So hopefully I manage to do that. Wish me luck, everybody.
Why is the carpet all wet on? Why is the carpet all wet on? Why is the carpet all wet on? What did you do? Why is the carpet all wet on? Why is the carpet?
Tell Frank to go pound some sand, maybe up his ass.